Hi, brother. Yeah, I'm here to help you out. I'm so sorry you've been having such a hard time with your sleeping lately. So tell me more about that. What is happening at night? Okay. So you wake up dripping with sweat every night, and this has happened for weeks, right? And you don't remember any of your dreams. Okay. That's very interesting. So, as you know, I'm a psychologist and I specialize in sleep studies and dreams, actually. So, I brought this dream hookup device and it's been working wonderfully for some of my patients. So, how it works is I'm going to hook you up to the machine, and then it gives me the ability to see what you're dreaming about. And the reason why this is going to help is obviously you're trying to work out something in your subconscious at night while you're dreaming. And so the idea is that once we can locate what that is, what's bothering you, what's really on your subconscious, then we can, talk about it when you're awake and I can help you deal with it. So, I'm going to hook you up to this machine and then I'm going to give you a sleeping tablet, and that's just going to help you fall asleep more quickly. Don't worry, it's actually pretty divine. Taking this pill, you're going to sleep so wonderfully. Now, I do want to warn you that my voice, like I will be talking, because if I see something, your subconscious can pick up still what I'm saying. Your conscious self can't hear it because you're asleep, but your subconscious can still hear me. And so, if I see anything too scary or whatever, I can affect your dreams a bit and help your subconscious. So, are you nervous? Don't worry, brother. It'll be fine. You'll be fine. You're in good hands. You trust me, right? Okay, good. So I've got the machine hooked up to you and you've taken the sleeping tablet. All right, so in just a moment, you are going to be falling asleep. Let me look at my time here. Yep, I should see you falling back into sleep in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Just like that, you're asleep. All right. Let's see what's happening in my brother's head. I'm a little confused. Oh my God. Oh my God. No, he is not dreaming of my 12-year-old daughter. Oh my God, brother, what are you doing? Oh my God, that's my daughter in your head, your niece. And she's, holy fuck. Holy fuck, this is such a mind fuck. My 12-year-old daughter is dressed up in, I mean, God damn, that's like stripper wear. That is fucking stripper wear. A tight little silver dress, fishnets, and heels. Are you fucking serious? You goddamn pervert. Oh my God. Okay, I have to calm down because I am a professional, but Jesus Christ. Oh my God. I never thought I would see my preteen daughter looking like such a fucking slut. And from her uncle. Oh my God. What is going on? She's just dancing around. Oh my God. I mean, is my brother a fucking pervert? Oh my God, is he? I mean, he has to be attracted to my daughter. Which is really fucking weird. She's only 12 years old. I mean, oh my God. No, she's doing a strip tease. Okay, I have to get it together. I have to get it together because I can control this. I can control this. Wow. My goodness, dear brother. God damn, you are so obsessed with my fucking daughter. Look at the way she's dancing around. Oh my God. I have to admit, this is why this is hot to me. Oh my God. Yeah, she's pulling down her dress, showing off those tiny little tits that she's been growing. I wonder if that is why he's obsessing over her. I bet that's why. She's just starting to develop. Yeah, I've been worried about like boys at school, but I really should be worried about her uncle here. Holy shit. Okay, so what I'm seeing is that my daughter just dances around, does a strip tease, and she gets completely nude. What a fucking perv he is. I think I can help him work this out. I really do. I think I can help him get over this. Because here's the thing, dear brother, and I know you can't really hear me completely. I know that you don't want to hurt your niece. I mean, because I completely trust you. I mean, even after seeing how much of a fucking perv you are for my daughter. In your dreams, I think it's just there, and that's why you're sweating and struggling so much. So I trust you. Maybe you're just obsessed with her changing body. So I wonder if I can help you fuck her here in the dream, and then you can get over it, because I really don't want to talk about this to you in person. So let's do that, dear brother. We'll do this like a point of view, a POV porn of my little daughter fucking your brains out. Oh my gosh, you hear that? You're gonna fuck your niece. That's right. That's right. And I keep seeing what's interesting is that in this device, what I'm seeing in your dreams is that I never see you. So it's your point of view, which is fine. I really don't want to see my fucking brother's cock. But, so I'll just walk you through this. And in the point of view, you keep staring at that beautiful face of my daughter. And I know she's fucking gorgeous, isn't she? Especially all dressed up like a little slut. I mean, she's even got fucking makeup on like a regular prostitute whore. And that long blonde silky hair just flowing down. I mean, look, you have her bending over, showing her little preteen bubble ass. You naughty fucking perv. All right, so we're gonna have my daughter back that little ass up right onto your lap. There we go. You haven't touched her in your dreams, have you? Well, go ahead, brother. Go ahead. Touch a 12-year-old, molest her little body while she's grinding her tiny little bubble butt in your ass. And man, she's got a fat little ass, doesn't she? Such a fat little bubble ass. This must make me a really fucking naughty mother because I'm turned on by this. Fuck. Look at you. You're just molesting her tiny little developing tits, aren't you? You can't keep your hands off of them. I bet you've stared at them endlessly in person. Did you stare at them? Did you stare at her little training bra poking through last night at the family dinner? Is that some of the things that are driving you crazy, brother? Why don't we have my sweet little preteen suck your cock now? I guess I'm going to have to see your cock, because you can't have this dream without watching a child suck your cock. That must be, I'm really understanding this now. I'm understanding this. You probably are worried. You're a pedophile, like a predator, because you've been getting turned on by my daughter's developing body. And that's probably what's happening, is you're dreaming about her when you probably don't really want to. You're probably trying to fight in a way. But I'm here to tell you, I want you to give in to your desires and your dream world. I do. It's like your own little fantasy that I'm getting to see played out in front of my eyes. So take her sweet face, caress her doll face, look at her. Look at her looking up at you, uncle. Yeah, she loves her uncle. Now guide her on your cock. Look at you, you're so gentle with her, aren't you? So gentle. Like a sweet uncle you are, but uncle's got his cock pushing it into her little preteen mouth. Look at you. Oh, you can't kind of hold back, can you? Look at you bobbing her head up and down. You like that little 12-year-old on your cock, my daughter? Yeah, show her how to suck cock. Yeah, these are actually good lessons. She might as well learn these lessons from her uncle and not some creep teenage boy. Teach her how to suck cock, uncle. Yeah, you use her face, just bob it up and down on your cock. And I have to tell you, brother, you've got a nice looking cock. You really do. Look at you. Oh, my daughter's. She's taken that cock so well. Because here's the thing, in your dreams, she can be whatever you want to. But in reality, you know that she would struggle a bit. Because she's just 12 years old. She doesn't know what she's doing. She doesn't know about sex, probably. She probably knows a little bit, but I know for a fact she's not sucked cock before, and definitely not sucked a grown man's hard cock rammed in her mouth like you're doing now. And does it make you excited? Or I guess I should say it's been driving you crazy, driving you wild to know that even just putting your cock anywhere near her makes it illegal, makes it rape. I bet that's why you're so turned on by this. Is this the first female you've fantasized about or been attracted to where it just doesn't feel right? Or maybe it just does feel right. It feels dangerous, doesn't it? Wild. Well, guess what, dear brother? You can dream. You have my permission. You can dream about my 12-year-old little cock tease any time you want. You can fuck her every night in your dreams. Yes, you can. I mean, that's the beauty of what goes on inside of our heads, is we can do anything we want. Why don't you taste her 12-year-old pussy? Because I bet you've been dreaming about what it looks like, drooling over it, what a preteen 12-year-old pussy tastes like. How about you just think about this subconscious, brother? Think about a bed, and I bet it will pop up in this scene. Look at that. There is a bed. Lay your little niece down, dear brother. Lay her down and then spread those legs wide open. I'll take a sniff, smell, preteen pussy. I bet it smells so fresh, so sweet yet salty. Now dive into it, my pedophile brother. Lick 12-year-old pussy, taste it for the first time, devour it. There you go. And know that you're going to fuck her after this. You are right here in your dream. You're going to keep her laid down on that bed. You're going to keep those legs forced open, and then you're going to rape her. It's going to be non-consensual. It's going to be rough, and it's going to be a little scary, but it's going to be super fucking pleasurable for you. You're going to fuck a kid right here in your dream while I'm watching. While I'm watching you fuck my own daughter. And I want you to know that I'm going to be turned on by every second of it. In fact, I'm touching myself, and I'm glad you can't truly hear this, because I don't think I'd hear the end of it. Or maybe it'd be a secret that we both have to keep, that I'm turned on by you raping my daughter, and you having the secret that you've been fantasizing about your niece, my 12-year-old daughter. Oh, now let's get this started. Let's have you rape a child. Rape my child. Look at her. Look down at her. Look how tiny she looks underneath of you, dear brother. And just know that you're about to force your incest uncle cock inside of your niece's little tiny pussy. Yes, you are. Now drag that cock up and down those pussy lips, and I want to see it. I want to see that big cock in between those delicate, bald child pussy lips. There you go. Really rub it up and down those lips. Tease her. Make her think that this feels good, but we both know that it's about to hurt, isn't it? You're about to force yourself into a tight virgin hole. And I want you to feel what it feels like to break through that hymen with the tip of your cock. I want you to feel that power taking her virginity, her own fucking uncle. Now push into that little slit and let me see it. I want to watch that hole stretch open for you. Look at that. You're going to have to force it, aren't you? It's not wanting to go in. Because guess what, brother? She is a fucking child. You're fucking a child in your dreams, a virgin 12-year-old preteen. Look at her face, uncle. Look at her. She's begging you to stop, but that makes you want to rape her harder, doesn't it? That makes you want to force in there harder. Well, fucking do it. Hold her down by her shoulders and force into there. Make her little body stop squirming, because you, uncle, you're going to get what the fuck you want in your dreams, aren't you? Yes, you are in your dreams. You are a pedophile rapist, a child incest rapist. So rape my fucking daughter. Rape your own fucking niece and enjoy the view. Look at her. Look at her. You're hurting her with your cock, uncle. Isn't that so fucking hot? It is. I know that has to feel powerful, knowing that you can bring so much pain like that, so much pain to a little pussy just because it's too fucking small to push in there. Take her. Take her, brother. Take her harder. Force yourself into that little child pussy. How's that feel? How's that feel? I bet you've reached that hymen, haven't you? You know what that means, dear brother? You're gonna rip into her, and you're not gonna fucking hold back. I actually want you. I want you to do this. I want you to hold her neck. I want you to pretend like you're choking her while you rip through that hymen. I want you to feel that kind of power, so fucking do it. Listen to her scream. Did you feel that pop? Did you feel that tear? Do you feel that sweet virginal blood just barely lubricating you? Reach the end of her little pussy and pound against that cervix, that underdeveloped cervix. There you go. You're fucking a child, uncle. Yes, you are. You're fucking your niece's little 12-year-old pussy. Look at you. Doesn't it feel so fucking good? Oh, you're choking even harder. You like that, don't you? Yes, Uncle's a little rough. I really fucking like that. And I like seeing my daughter get raped, especially with her looking like such a fucking slut. Has she been such a cock tease to you, Uncle? Has she been teasing your cock and that's why you've been wanting to dream about her? Listen to you just pound into that pussy. Yes, Uncle, make that little part of her belly just bulge out with your cock. Look at that. Look at how deeply you're fucking her. And you're going to come right there against her cervix. You're going to flood that little cervix with your sperm. Because you know what? In this dream, you're going to fucking breed her. You're going to breed a rape baby into your own fucking knees. Yes, you're about to come. You're about to come, aren't you? When I count down and when I get to one, you're going to come inside of my daughter and you're going to rape breed her. Give her an incest baby. When I get to one, flood my little 12-year-old daughter, your fucking niece. 10. You're fucking a child, Uncle. You're fucking a child, brother. How's that feel? Isn't it so fucking hot? Incest, sex, rape. 9. You've been so fucking obsessed with a 12-year-old. So obsessed that you've been dreaming, having fever dreams, so obsessed with her tight, young little body. 7. Is it her developing little titties that have been driving you crazy, dear brother? Or is it her fat little bubble ass? 6. She's such a fucking cock tease, isn't she? She can't fucking help it. She's so hot. And she's been so hot in those tight little shorts she's been wearing around you, those yoga pants with no panties. I bet you've sniffed her fucking panties, haven't you? 5. Rape her hard and deep, Uncle. Rape her good. Show her how Uncle rapes his little knees. 4. You're a secret pedophile, dear brother, and I think it's so fucking hot seeing my little daughter getting fucked like the little slut that she is. 3. You're about to breed her, Uncle. Give her that insane Uncle sperm. Give it to her nice and deep. 2. Is that the tightest little child pussy you've ever felt, brother? Yeah, you like fucking a child? Yes. Are you ready to come? I bet you are. You're going to give that pedophile cum straight to her cervix. 1. Come inside my daughter. Come inside my 12-year-old daughter. Get to feel the pleasure of child rape in your dreams, dear brother. Feel it. Yes, feel it as you're pumping her nice and deep. Look at her crying from being raped so hard. Brutally raped from her fucking uncle. Yes, you're giving it to her hard. Yes, I bet that made an incest baby, dear uncle, dear brother. I bet it did. Yes, you just couldn't deny it, could you?